You all at my window, I swear to God, I'll shoot.
Look, I'm getting all this on tape.
Get out of the car.
Woo!
Look, he pulling a gun.
He sure did.
This for the...
Get that on video. Get out of the car. She took off on me. Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Go yourself. Get out of the car.
Look, Father God, you dispel this evil in Jesus' name.
Why do people say this shit? It is like the most uncomfortable shit. Jesus, chill.
Get out of the car. I am a law enforcement officer. Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Go yourself. You don't know... Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
Does he just carry this around with him?
Get out of the car.
Beth, get out of the car, please.
Does he know how to open the door?
You assaulted me. Get out of the car.
No, you
assaulted
me. Oh, you got it. You assaulted me.
What the fuck is happening? She got out on the other side. What am I watching?
Get out of the car.
Beth, get out of the car, please.
A Manunga woman was pulled over for having...
This is all troll. This is a meme. Manunga? Manunga? Look at this guy. Look at the use of the cop. Now, is this all AI generated? Is this an AI generated slop project?
Now!
A Manunga woman was pulled over for having an expired registration sticker on her license plate.
Beth was held in jail on a $125,000 bond with felony fleeing with reckless indifference for 5 nights before the charges were dropped earlier today. She is still behind bars as of this broadcast while the paperwork is being filed. We're told she's exhausted and terrified. But the story doesn't end there.
Oh.
The town meeting is being held tonight at 5:30 in part to discuss the events that took place on Thursday.
Not the town of Manunga. It's getting rocked by this.
Completely and utterly done. I am completely and utterly done with Hassan derangement syndrome. Let me just say, as
Hassan
clear as I possibly can,
syndrome, yes.
If you are a political commentator,
stop.
And you have
just
a tape
stop
on Hassan Piker. Do me a favor,
please,
and
stop.
Just shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it. Nobody
yes.
wants to hear it.
True.
We shouldn't even
stop
be having this conversation.
Him. Stop.
This hopefully will be the last time I have to fucking address this.
Yes, every single person in the media will listen to you. Thank you for telling us all. Thank you.
But I am so sick. We're living in a world where Donald Trump is waging an illegal and offensive war against Iran. The outline of World War III is there for shit sure. Anybody with a functioning brain can see it. China, Russia, Iran versus us and Israel with a hesitant Europe to fucking take a side. Even the Gulf Arab states now are hesitant to sort of take a side. You see the outlines there. The Strait of Hormuz is shut down. Gas is absolutely skyrocketing.
What?
Our AI bubble is about to burst seemingly
what?
Any minute. We have a looming fucking...
I wonder if there was a candidate that we could have supported that would have avoided the majority of these things that both you and Hassan failed to support. Maybe it's almost like that's exactly the fucking point. Oh, how dare you grandstand? How dare? That's what these are. How dare you? How could you possibly grandstand over shit like this when you couldn't even bring yourself to support the fucking candidate? Like, how, like, little bro, like.
Global depression that's about to hit. We have war crime after war crime after war crime being committed on a daily basis. We have fears of a Moab or nukes about to be used.
Moab.
In Iran. They're attacking hospitals. They're attacking schools. Israel is stealing South Lebanon right now as we speak.
Israel
they displaced
still.
1.1 million people. They're bulldozing their homes. They're seizing their land. All this shit is going on. And we're supposed to have a fucking conversation about Hassan Piker. Did you guys see that in 2019... he said this thing, which
I love this talking point. Do you see how good they are? They're like the Trump people. They're so good at doing their talking points. Where did this talking point come from of, oh, these are things he said 10 years ago? What about the things he's saying like yesterday? Why are we pretending like his views all radically changed? Hello?
Which was really politically incorrect and rude.
Oh, that's our issue with Hassan. He's politically incorrect. Oh, that was our issue. Oh, remember, never address the real criticism. Always pivot. Always pivot. Find something to morally grandstand on. Ignore subject matter. Pivot to something else. Attack personally or misrepresent your opponent. Are we going to get that? He's got 10 seconds left. I don't know if we'll get to that in this video.
I don't give a fuck if he was having sex with your grandma in 2019 or 2012. I don't give a fuck. Why are we having this conversation? Why are we talking about him?
What if your grandma's a minor? Got him. Jesus Christ. Wait, what is that? Oh, it's only got 2,000 likes. Neoconservative political consultant Sarah Longwell has been calling out Hassan Piker as too controversial for the Democratic Big Ten, but she's been seen
actively boosting Stephen Desi-Bunnell on X, a streamer with a far more troubling record. In two recent reposts, Longwell retweeted and amplified Destiny, attacking Hassan and promoting his argument that Democrats should abandon their progressive base for more moderate and electable candidates. The irony is hard to miss. Hassan's controversies are largely rhetorical, statements seen as offensive that he partially walked back. Destiny's run deeper. He faces an active federal lawsuit over allegedly sharing an explicit video of a woman without her consent. Leaked chat logs allegedly show him in a sexual conversation with a 17-year-old when he was 33. He also mocked Corey Compatore, the man who was shot and killed at a Trump rally, calling him a retard on live stream. Destiny's also admitted to choking a woman. God damn! I had to effing choke her out a few fucking times. That shit got crazy. Hell yeah, I did. I guarantee you that everybody here probably think I'm a fucking crazy physical abuser too. Destiny has also been more embedded in Democratic politics than Hassan, canvassing for candidates, interviewing sitting congressmen, and actively campaigning. Hassan Pike, remember the thing. Pivot personal attacks as much as possible. Always pivot, always personal attacks. Never fight on substance. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Hassan Pike is a progressive streamer who has been heavily critical of Israel and endorsed Zohran Mamdani for New York City mayor. Oh my God. On the other hand, Destiny has been a staunch defender of Israel, an attack dog against progressives and Israel critics who endorsed Joe Biden over Bernie Sanders in the 2020 primary. I don't know if I formally endorsed, but I preferred Zohran over anybody else, over Cuomo, I'm pretty sure. At the very least, I know I had supported him for the general, 1,000,000,000%. Longwell has never publicly taken issue with Destiny being part of the Democratic Big Tent, and is now amplifying him because she retweeted me twice. I've never spoken to this person in my life before. Longwell asking, what's the context for America Deserved 9/11? While simultaneously reposting the account of someone facing a federal sexual harassment lawsuit. Why do these two things happen? One is a policy ideological position, and the other is, at worst, a personal failing or whatever. At worst, what? Unless she thinks I'm pro-rape or pro-sexual harassment as a point of policy. Jesus. Top comment. Didn't Destiny blow Nick Fuentes? Didn't Destiny groom kids? Republicans and Democrats both attacking Hassan makes things very clear. They hate anyone challenging the establishment status quo, mainly Hippos. Republicans don't attack Hassan, ever! They just use him to make Democrats look bad. Hassan has never been deplatformed off of anything in his entire life. He's gotten banned from Twitch like 20 times for one day each. He's never been demonetized. He's had favorable exclusive contracts with Twitch above even what average top-tier partners get. He's never been banned on any YouTube thing. He's got his own fucking media shit that he, or his own merch shit that he pays to advertise on fucking Twitter. He's got a talent agency that also reps Asmongold, by the way. Like, Jesus Christ, this guy is so supported by the entire establishment. Everyone should just say Hassan quotes are taken out of context instead of explaining what he said in his own words, because I can't argue when people actually understand things. Wait, I can't tell if this is pro me or anti me.
I think that's pro you.
I think so, right? Yeah, I would think so. Also, this guy, right, because America Deserved 9/11 is a complete sentence without the added context of due to imperialist actions and intervention in the Middle East countries for oil. Due to...
So they're pro
that means
it.
That, yeah, that means you're pro it. There's not missing context that would change it. That's so stupid. What do you mean, due to? That means you support the statement. It's not missing context. You support the statement. How many... Fuck, man. I need to find... I might do this part of my manifesto. How many griper and... I shouldn't even say griper. I'm sorry. How many Nazi accounts was Hassan retweeting when he was fighting with me on Twitter? That guy amplified so many far-right accounts to attack me. Oh, the Gato Fumador, this queen in yellow. Was this guy a Nazi account? I don't remember. Jesus. Oh, all their greatest hits. Nice. Posting revenge porn chat and everything. Hell yeah.
Holy.
Because they show up in the Twitter mentions as well. Hold on.
Do you think they're going to attack Tim over your conversation with him?
I don't know. I think Hassan is trying to get Tim on his good side, so they're just attacking Sarah. If they start attacking Tim, Hassan's going to get mad at them. But I saw...
It seemed like when Sarah and Tim first had the talk that you were on the side of that they wouldn't attack Sarah because she's like a part of the bulwark, but then they surprised you, it looked like.
What? No way. They were definitely going to attack Sarah because Sarah wanted to confront Tim on that conversation with about platforming Hassan because Sarah was a lot more against it.
I thought your side was that they weren't going to attack her because she's a part of the bulwark and they'd be like, oh, she's just like
misguided. No, they want to attack Tim because he wants a Tim bridge. I saw these people every single time these people show up in the mentions. Why is Sarah Sarah Longwell, 25, reposting Desi, was caught sexting a minor, is currently being sued for sharing revenge porn, who had sex with Nazis Nick Fuentes and Lauren Southern at the same time, by the way, who openly uses the N-word. Based. You're retweeting a man who sex with underage girls and shares revenge porn. Based. Yeah, they show up. They're out there fighting
hard.
These
just nothing burger accounts? These are just like randoms?
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise you if these were part of that Just Real Discord where people, because a couple, like that Save a Sexual guy, these guys I think will like make accounts to tweet stuff and then try to get like ingratiated with those weirdo far lefty people or whatever.
Yeah, I got told one of the people's names and they said to go to their follower list and anyone with like sub 200 followers just to block. So I did that just to get rid of all the J stalkers.
Yeah.
By socialist commentator Hassan Piker. Some of your fellow Democrats, though, have raised alarms about his views. Here are two members of a left-leaning think tank. This is how they put it. They wrote, quote, no left-wing agitator is more influential and extreme than Twitch streamer Hassan Piker. He's referred to ultra-Orthodox Jews as inbred, employed anti-Semitic dog whistles, bloodthirsty, violent pig dog against an anti-Hamas viewer of his stream, compared liberal Zionists to liberal Nazis, and said Hamas is 1,000 times better than the Israeli state. Now, Hassan Piker says some of his comments have been taken out of context, but he largely stands by them. Do you have any regrets about appearing on his show?
None, and I would go again.
I do want to ask you, here we are.
Thank God. Like, again, this is even though, like, I'm not really, like, I'm ideologically aligned with Ro Khan on a number of things, but not everything. I don't want to have two guys having a conversation get fucking henpecked by a bunch of mainstream media Karens and told who you're allowed to and not allowed to talk to, okay? Like, I don't want to have this happen. Like, yeah, bro, this should be the default standard opinion. And also, his stream he did with Hassan was really good. I watched it. So, anybody complain, and he came on to talk about the Epstein files. He didn't come on to talk about all this other bullshit. Didn't have anything to do with it. They talked about Israel for, like, 2 minutes. So, it's just bullshit. It's leftist move, cut off communication, that's it, man. And again, like, and I do think that this is a, like, I don't view this as even going back on what I say about, like, always try to do whatever you can to an opponent, because I view people like this, Meet the Press, I view them as a larger ideological enemy than somebody like Ro Khanna, who is just basically a, you know, just kind of like a woke Democrat, right? Because people like this, not only do they have the same policies, but they also want to add in their authoritarianism, their pseudo-governmental authoritarianism on top of that. And yeah, easy. Very, very fucking easy. And the leftist purity testing their side, yeah, I think it's ridiculous. Truly, even Hassan tried to debate him and talk about Israel. He didn't much. Well, he did a little bit, but that was about it, right? Not even guilt by association. It's guilt by getting airtime. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And definitely right answer, 100%. And so we're striked. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Stand by every statement that Trump has made or every right. Yeah, exactly. It's fucking ridiculous. We need to stop with gotcha politics. Fucking ridiculous. 100%, man. And again, it is. At the end of the day, I would rather be ruled by, this might sound crazy, right? But I'll be honest about this. I would rather be ruled by a masculine group of people that are authentic, fair, and genuine.
By a masculine group of people? This motherfucker's gay as fuck. I'm just kidding, sorry. Wait, I'm sorry, where did that even come from? Why would you say that? What the fuck? What?
Ruled by a masculine group of people that are authentic, fair, and genuine, than a bunch of Karens that want to government, but to govern by consensus and by people that they agree with. I would rather be governed by them. And that's it. Rose a bullshitter? Yeah, exactly. But I'd rather be around the bullshitter than a Karen.
What? Boom. Why Democrats should shun Hassan Piker. Hassan Piker, the far left streamer, is having a bit of a moment, or more accurately, the Democratic Party is having a bit of a moment with him, which obliges those of us in the pro-democracy, but only instrumentally pro-democratic camp, to think about him too. My Bulwark colleague, Lauren Aegon, wrote about the intra-democratic battles over Piker recently, and our colleagues Tim Miller and Sarah Longwell had an excellent colloquy the other night about whether Democratic leaders should appear on Piker's livestream. What kind of opinionator is Piker? He said in August of 2019 that the United States deserved 9/11. When someone challenged him online about his anti-Israel rants in October 2023, Piker replied with vituperation. Jesus. You fucking bang pig. You fucking bloodthirsty, violent pig dog.
You fucking baying pig. You fucking bloodthirsty, violent pig dog. Suck my dick. How do you think this happens? You think it happens out of nowhere?
October 8th, 2023. Damn. What was this even a response to?
Palestinians have one of three options only, either to immigrate or accept a life of subjugation to Israelis or die. This is the Israeli minister of finance. Netanyahu never negated these statements. And both Smotrich and Ben-Gvir said...
I'm like, look at this guy. You know what shouldn't happen? Killing 260 people at a music festival. No, you're right, man. That just happened on its own because, like, bad guys wanted to do bad things. You're right.
Jesus.
Dude, if they fucking subjugated you to a open-air prison your whole fucking life, you're going to break out eventually when you realize that there's no other way to get out of it. Like, do you think that this happened out of nowhere? Do you think this happened out of thin air? Are you fucking stupid? Do you think the Israeli state was just, like, peacefully coexisting, and then these guys came in with fucking gliders out of nowhere? Don't say fuck off, dude. They didn't deserve it, you fucking idiot. My goal is solutions. Your goal is the continuation of violence. You want way more than 260 people dying.
You want every single Palestinian to be fucking executed ruthlessly in the streets so that you can build another fucking theme park in Gaza. Fucking baying pig. You fucking bloodthirsty, violent pig dog. Suck my dick. How do you think this happens? You think it happens out of nowhere? You think these people are just like, oh, we're violent because we want to be violent? You think that's where violence culminates from? Or do you think it's because you have entrapped them, you have bullied them, you have subjugated them, you have humiliated these fucking people?
October 8th. This is Hamas is still in Israel. They still haven't even taken back all the kibbutzims or whatever. October 8th was a stream. God damn.
Well, 2 million people live inside of Gaza. They're not even fucking people in the eyes of Israelis. 2 million. The average age is 18 years old. 57% unemployment. They can't even get fucking concrete inside of Gaza so they can build fucking water salination plants.
How the fuck? How do they have so many tunnels? How do they have no concrete? What are the tunnels made out of, Hassan?
Because 97% of their water is toxic. They're dying of mass starvation. You cannot push people into a fucking corner their whole lives and not expect them to fight back at a certain point. Suck my dick.
Fight back.
You fucking piece of shit. You and others like you who turn a blind eye to a...
Again, just to summarize, because fuck all this conflict. This is why I hate this conflict, though, okay? This is why I hate this conflict. Hassan's not even really, like, he's being super bombastic here. He's not 100% wrong. But for some reason, this analysis never is applied to both sides. The Israelis, the crazy Zionist people, will only apply it to their side and the suffering that they've had at the Arabs historically. But then the pro-Palis will only apply it to the Palestinian side. For some reason, it's like nobody can extend the same view to the other side. It's just...
Apartheid, genocide, and ethnic cleansing are the reasons as to why these people... fucking fight back, so much so that you fucking cackling hyenas.
Also, for all the fucking retards, like, Gretchen, you have to admit they were right. Genocide. He said genocide on October 8th. Okay? It's always been a genocide. It's always been apartheid. It's always been ethnic cleansing for these guys. It wasn't just because of the war. It wasn't just because of things they've done in the war. It's always been a genocide of these guys. This is October 8th.
Sit around and think, oh yeah, we're doing this in the West Bank too. That's the peaceful coexistence project. Look at the West Bank. You're doing it in the West Bank so fucking hard now that you left your ass out in the open in the southern fucking border of Israel. Inevitably, the contradictions become more apparent and the state will collapse. There is no...
Not really the border of Israel, but okay. Fucking dog, you bang pig. In the same stream as his 9/11 remark, Piker praised the Al-Qaeda terrorist who disfigured Representative Dan Crenshaw. What the fuck is wrong with this dude? Didn't he go to war and like literally lose his eye because some Mujahideen, a brave fucking soldier, fucked his eye hole with their dick? Frankly, that should be enough right there to exclude that person from polite society. Whatever you think of Crenshaw, that kind of inhuman rhetoric is beyond the pale. How quaint, I hear you say. There's no such thing as polite society anymore. That's how people talk. But stay with me for a minute here. Some of us knew in 2015, and frankly long before, that if we lived in or near New York, that Trump was a sociopath. We knew it because he said things that were cruel, rude, and demeaning to other people. The Republican Party in the country had drawn a line against... I just don't... the fixation on edgy. Thoughts on Hassan being the real-life Brian Griffin? Good memes. But Brian Griffin was a progressive, not a... Speaking of making light of rape, Piker did precisely that regarding the conduct of Hamas on October 7th. Even if there were multiple rapes that took place on October 7th, Piker said that does not change anything for me in this dynamic. Like, this isn't even really a good quote or a good attack. Technically, Hassan's point here is not completely incorrect, although he goes on to say more unhinged shit, but... And he has said that Hamas is 1,000 times better than Israel. That's a better quote, I guess. Piker has valorized Luigi Mangione, labeling him an adventurer. He has praised the Chinese Communist Party, which is currently conducting a genocide against China's Uyghur Muslim minority, to say nothing of its myriad other crimes, saying there's a lot we can learn from how they run the country. He justified Russia's annexation of Crimea. Yeah, I don't know. His level of concern for the suffering that communist regimes have inflicted is summed up in his commentary regarding a Vietnamese woman who testified about what she endured. Fuck you, old lady. Shut the fuck up, you stupid fucking idiotic old lady. Suck my dick, old lady. God damn. Go fuck this refugee. God damn.
You just say, well, where does this go? All this stuff, like, leads you to say, well, where does this go ultimately? Like, what we... How many more people are autistic now than were before? It's 1 out of 12 boys in California now. It used to be 1 out of 10,000 just a few decades ago. Like, we're moving in this very weird direction without us recognizing it.
Wait, let me stop you there. It's 1 out of how many?
1 out of 12 boys in California are diagnosed autistic now.
But do you think that might be the way they're diagnosed?
No. No, I think it's exposure. Not, I think it's exposure to chemicals, vaccines, environmental toxins.
Sure. Oh. You think that too? Yeah.
I think that.
It's not just me. There's tons
of
studies.
Tons of studies, bro.
And a lot of buried studies, too.
Okay, I mean, if buried, that's accurate, that's
forbidden
right.
information.
Well, it can't be just diagnosed because, I mean, I know so many people that have nonverbal autistic kids, where I didn't know anybody that had nonverbal autistic kids when I was younger.
No shot is that true. I do not believe him. You know a ton of people with nonverbal, this is like severe, like not speaking until later ages, or no shot.
No shot. Shut the fuck up.
Well,
I don't believe it.
I mean, it's a lie. Yeah, back in the 60s and 70s, there were no kids with ADHD. Mm. Kids that were like that were just assholes.
Well, he doesn't believe in that either. Nice try, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think that's still the case. I don't think ADHD is a real diagnosis.
I think
it's a real excuse to give people medication.
Yes.
I think ADHD is essentially a superpower. What ADHD is allows you to concentrate on things that you really enjoy, but you cannot concentrate on things you don't enjoy.
Okay.
I think.
How is that a superpower? Normal people can concentrate on things they enjoy, motherfucker. You retard. That's just called being a normal-ass human. What the fuck?
Like that, we're just assholes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think that's still the case. I don't think ADHD is a real diagnosis. I think it's a real excuse to give people medication. I think ADHD is essentially a superpower. What ADHD is allows you to concentrate on things that you really enjoy, but you cannot concentrate on things you don't enjoy.
Okay.
I think I have it. Maybe part of it is like it has to get so far sideways that we realize how fucked up everything is that we start making meaningful changes and implement AI as government.
That's a dangerous
thing. Exactly. But is it as dangerous as Iran getting nukes? I don't know. Is it as dangerous as...
Look,
global Islamic caliphate. No, it's not Iran.
Iran's not getting nukes. I mean,
okay, but
never mind. I don't want to get into political stuff.
No, you could. You could. Like, if you gave Iran the technology to get nukes, they would take
everyone
it.
Has any physicist has the technology to get nukes.
Right.
I mean, the difficulty is actually making the material.
Wait, this is the alien guy? How does he know this? Wait, does this guy believe in aliens? Why do they call him the alien guy? Wait, what the fuck?
So, I mean, if I was Iran, I would enrich to 80 or 90% because that's where you can make a weapon and stop there.
Right.
I mean,
it's not like they would be the only people with a weapon. Pakistan, India, North Korea.
But that doesn't make you have a weapon. It just gives you a shortcut to it. And making a weapon from there and being able to deliver a weapon, you know, to 4,000 miles away, good luck with that.
Oh, that's kind of silly. The enriching uranium part is spookier. I guess people do have their own ICBM programs, but my guess would be it's a rocket. We were building rockets in the time of Jesus, okay? How do you think they killed Judas?
That's a big deal. So
right, but they're in communication with China. Who has that? They're in communication with
Russia.
Well,
then they don't need to enrich uranium or do anything. They just, can you give me a missile? And...
Right, but wouldn't they rather make their own?
No.
But it's not even the point.
Rather make their own.
Why? How can he dance between the most retarded, I don't think they could make the missiles. Well, I mean, they can just go to China and get them, right? Oh, I guess. But then why don't they just ask China for one and get it that way? Well, no, they'd rather make their own. Okay.
Why would you do that? Would you rather make your own car or just somebody give it to you? No, why would you do that? You've got a buddy that'll just give you one.
Because you'd want to be self-sufficient. You'd want to have your own.
Who did I listen to that gave a surprising take on the self-sufficiency thing? Was it Andrew Tate? Or was it somebody else who was accurately describing comparative advantage? I feel like there was a guy who I was not expecting to give. It was South versus North Korea. Is that true?
North Korea is one of the poorest countries in the world, and South Korea...
Sorry, I can't watch this right now because my Chrome is not strong enough to have an Instagram story up. My bad. In 2021 and 2022, Sarah Longwell, 25's firm, made $950,000 each year from the Koch network, according to Stand Together's tax filings. This is who is telling Democrats what streams they should and shouldn't go on. If you were cashing Koch checks in 2022, I don't think you have standing to nitpick a streamer's comments from a decade ago? He's so bad. Oh my God, bro. Holy shit.
His comments are from either A, this year,
yesterday.
Or
yesterday.
Like 6 years ago.
Yeah. Jesus. Stand Together Trust provides support to a growing network of social entrepreneurs that's tackling the major challenges in our time and a broad range of social and economic issues and works to empower them with the tools and support needed to make a far greater impact to help people improve their lives. What was her involvement with this? Her firm. This is a C3. Her firm made $950K. This is a C3. This is a nonprofit. I'm sorry. When he said this, my assumption is they were making money doing it, but this is a nonprofit. So this all had to be paid out. I don't even like the way he phrased this seems bad faith. Am I missing something? Are there other types of C3s that can take a profit? Or is he just mad that they received any charitable contributions from any? Also, when you say related to the Koch brothers, don't the Koch brothers have their hands in fucking almost everything?
They're huge Republican donors. Yeah,
they are. But they have so many different interconnected orgs and everything else.
Seemed like you and Tim pretty much agreed on most things.
Kind of. I'm a lot further along, but it was a gentle conversation. I'm planting seeds. Okay. Just as an aside, according to Kraut, Ryan Grimm started deleting all his pro-Russia tweets from 2022. Uh-oh, did they stop paying him? Is there any evidence of that, or?
Went too far too fast.
Wait. I'm sorry, real quick, because I saw this tweet a while ago. Ryan Grimm wasn't the person who initially published the Tara Reid story, was he? How would I find, the first big article Before Reid went public with her sexual assault allegation, reporter Ryan Grimm wrote on Twitter, a head-to-head Biden v. Sanders contest will force voters to take a close look at Biden again. That went very badly for him last time. Reid responded via Twitter on March 3rd, 2020. Yep, timing, wait for it, TikTok. Grimm later helped report Reid's story, although he maintains that he was unaware of her March 3rd response and had yet to ever speak to Reid by that point. Okay, so maybe not? Or at least it's not outwardly obvious. Okay. Anybody know? Hey, Mouton, do you remember the Tara Reid story?
It was the allegation that Joe Biden
pushed her up against a wall and finger raped her like 40 years ago or something?
Yeah.
Do you know where she lives now?
Mm-mm.
Take a guess.
Mar-a-Lago?
No, Russia.
Oh, okay. Same thing.
School board member.
God, you're hot. You know that? Hey, where do you go to school at?
I go to Crockett.
All right. I just want a big crystal.
This clip of a Washington County, Tennessee school board meeting is raising red flags. The video shows board member Keith Irvin touch a student board member on the arm and call her hot, and then ask her what school she goes to.
God, you're hot. You know that?
Do you think he's on drugs? Something has to be out of whack, right?
Hey, where do you go to school at?
I go to Crockett.
All right.
The student, which we blurred to protect her identity, was there to research different schools and present her findings to the school board. After her presentation is when Irvin made the comment.
There was a comment meant to be, I guess, complimentary.
I love this. By I'm not changing
a board
it.
Member, but has certainly been determined not to be.
Superintendent Jerry Boyd says the room was tense after the remark.
In all honesty, it certainly was an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of nervousness in the room.
He says because the student was not in immediate danger, it was best to keep the meeting going. Some parents, like Hillary Haley, say Irvin's comments are unacceptable.
As a member...
Some parents? Is there an opposite to this? Other parents? Wait, what?
Say Irvin's comments are unacceptable.
As a member of the school board, he is responsible for our children's health and welfare and safety and education. And the display he put on tells me that he should be nowhere around our children.
She says she found out about Irvin's actions after a student sent the video to her.
He was voicing his concern and his just basically...
Oh, he... Oh, somebody was dick watching. Really? Oh, the competition strikes again. Okay.
Being appalled at...
Spoiler alert. It was another teacher. I'm just kidding. Stop.
At what went on at the school board meeting.
Boyd says the school board will be reviewing the comment and taking action if they deem it necessary.
Our board expects a high level of professionalism, and certainly it's being discussed and questionable whether or not the comment met that standard. And I believe the general... belief is no.
I reached out to the student's family, who says they do not wish to comment at this time. I also reached out to Keith Irvin, who has not responded as of Friday night.
What the? Do you think there's like a world where they were like, you should say the craziest shit ever and it would be epic, and they like got him, they clipped him? Like, imagine if right before this, what if she was like, I can't find anybody to go to the dance with me. I'm fucking hideous. I'm going to kill myself. And the guy was like, what? No, you're so hot. You're super hot. What school do you go to? He's asking because he knows a lot of nice young boys that would love to go to the dance with her. Maybe that's what he was looking for.